Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dollars. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Phenomenal, Alan. Got an ice whiskey in hand. Just enjoying, you know, one of our last summer nights, according to the Jane Bunn. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. What Jane Bunn reckons we're done? Don't tell me that.
It's just some moist weather in the next couple of days and a bit colder, like tops of 20. What's a top of 20?
Nothing. That's trash. We don't want that. Singlet and t-shirt is where I'm living. So it was rough today, but I'd rather that than 20. Come on, get out of here. I've been doing all right. I had the Super Bowl on Monday, so I had the day off, which was nice. And then it also meant I was a vegetable on Tuesday. The brain, it could only do one thing. So I could think to myself and work, but if I had to explain anything to anyone, like I had to get my thoughts into my mouth and out, nah. Just absolute zero. Like if everyone left me alone, my day would have been fine. But it didn't pan out that way. Like there was stuff I had to organize and people had to get organized to do different things, and that sucked. I really, really did not like that. So Tuesday was rough, but then Tuesday arvo, did a nice big sweat session at the gym, and I was a person again, and that was good, and a good night's sleep, and now I'm back. I'm awesome. There, ready Welcome to roll. Back.
Was Kendrick Lamar your tip for the winner? Are you stoked Kendrick Lamar won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as I can tell, it looks like he won.
That's what happened.
Congratulations, Kendrick. Yeah.
Nah, well, the team I wanted to lose lost. I'll take that as a win. And I might have snagged a couple cheeky punts. And I had a nice day drinking with my mates. So, all in all, a win. And now we're Wednesday. I got two more days of work left. Psh, not so bad.
Let's go.
Let's go. I'll tell you who's going. This kid... This man now is going all the way to Champions Cup. Dave Perry. Did you see the news?
Yes, he is. Yep. Stockton, California, baby. Look out.
Love that. He obviously gets the invite for winning massive tournament that is Australian Nationals. And that makes him a champion. So he gets to play at Champions Cup. So that is sick. I'm really keen to see how Dave does over there, because when Bainey went and did some stuff, it wasn't bad, but I feel like Dave, it might be a bit more suited, so it'd be cool to see how he handles it.
Yeah, very, very cool. I'm very, very excited. Bring on May. First weekend of May, which is 1st to 4th of May, Stockton, California, and obviously all the big dogs will be there. How exciting.
Very exciting. And I think Dave's looking for a bit of support. So I can't remember where I saw it. I should have written that down. But
I've got it. Yeah. He wrote it down on Australian Disc Golf Shenanigans.
Oh, perfect.
And look, this is what he's currently got there. He's got, hey, I've just registered for the Champions Cup and I need some help. I'm looking for any kind of sponsorship / council grants and wondering if anyone could point me in the right direction. Keen to put Aussie on the map over on the US. Obviously, a few people have chimed in with comments. And that's great, and hopefully a couple of people are hooking him up. But I don't know, does he need to get a GoFundMe going? What does he need to do?
I don't know. But whatever he does, we'll support him. We'll put it out there, and he's just got to let us know. You let us know, Dave. But we want to see it happen. We want to see you over there.
He definitely listens to this podcast, so I expect a message from him probably no later than tonight. We'll go from there.
What episode are we up to?
That's a great question. We're 90, up to like 94. 90s. Yeah. 94, yeah.
I feel like Dave might be up to 12, episode 12. we love you, Dave. I was watching the Parked coverage of the eruption over the weekend, and it was fantastic. Of course, did love it. Did bring back some bad memories of many, many, many out of bounds. And some fun memories too. That was a good weekend. But one thing that really stood out for me is Blake's power is out of hand.
Out of hand.
Out of hand. Did you watch any of it yet?
No, but I saw some of those drives in the flesh because, as you know, I'm a big dog MPO guy, big dog MPO guy, and often we'd be on a card nearby. and when I saw some of those throws, what comes to mind? The one up the hill. Is that hole three?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gross.
All the way up the hill. So, for people playing at home, I'm not going to describe the hole. It's hole three. You'll know it flat up the hill. And then most people land, like, on the hill if they're lucky. Like, if you've thrown a good shot, you'll get past the flat on the hill. And if you've thrown a really good shot, you'll be kind of high on the hill and you can almost, like, you can see the flag or something for the basket. He's up the hill. All the way up the hill.
Yeah.
Looking at the basket, he putted to the basket. Ridiculous. The other one that really stood out for me was, I believe, hole eight. So once you've played the par five and you're back up the hill and you got to throw that very short par four that they put a whole bunch of out of bounds in now. So there's a willow on the right. Most people do sort of like stock forehand, stock hyzer. Well, the big dogs obviously are trying to go over the out of bounds and just land on that flat section that you used to be able to attack when there was no out of bounds. You could sort of go for it without any fear.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them throw something flippy and end up just burning off to the right and go, I'll figure it out from there. Blake threw one in round three. Jesus. Like, went long. Too long for the hole. So, you know, the snake pit and all those. Yeah, he was super close to going out of bounds in the snake pit. Like, that stuff there. I'm like, how? Gross. So, yeah, his stuff's out of hand. That was my big takeaway from the weekend. A surprise to no one, but I was like, what are you doing, man? That's crazy. But now go check it out. Parked Media Coverage and Gatekeeper. It was, fantastic. And if you haven't seen any of the new layout stuff there, then, yeah, definitely check it out to see what all the fuss was about. Oh, man, it killed me. I was really looking forward to that, and it killed me.
Mm-hmm.
Something I was really looking forward to and didn't kill me was the ratings update.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've successfully done it. I've inflated my rating to a new all-time high on the back of some stellar Summer Cup performances, and I'm now a 927 golfer. That's back-to-back plus fours for me. I reckon there's a little bit of room in the tank as long as I don't shit the bed too hard at the Ruffy Rumble. So I could be nudging that 930 next time, and then I think that's... After that, I'm set for some pretty good drops. I'm very interested to see how we round out. Like, let's say how January 10th comes about. I've set myself up for some pretty good failure now, I think. But I've done it well.
Well done, congratulations, 927. I've seen blokes in MPO with a lower rating than that.
Exactly. What about you? Have you seen too many updates? Have you seen what the big dogs are up to?
I'm trying to keep abreast of it. One of the big dogs climbed up one back into the 940 club. Congratulations, Chris Ronalds.
Let's go.
So that's nice. And I found out today that Stony Creek League's wrapping up this week. So in the next update, I've got a little 970 league sitting there. So Bring on that update as well. I've brought up the leaderboard, and I'm just scratching my head a little bit. I'm wondering if you only appear on the player statistic leaderboard if you are a current member.
Probably. This could stuff some people that haven't had an event this year and haven't realized they're not members yet.
Yeah. So to give that a little bit more context, the bottom of the Big Dog Australian leaderboard is someone rated 944.
Oh,
like okay. 944 is making the front page. But what that does mean is our mate Darren Stay Smith's on the front page.
Oh, let's go! Yes, Daz.
comfortably with his 9.58. He's fast approaching the 9.60 club again. So he's done well. Ryan Deere, despite his little dip, still comfortably on the front page. Aiden Howard, have they done the fucking same thing? Oh, they have to. Ryan Deere and Aiden Howard have both dipped down one.
That's so funny.
Perfect buddies again at 9.64, but comfortably on the front page. David Perry obviously standing out. But, you know, someone like Blake Houston, impossible to find on the front page.
Wow, there you go. That's very odd.
Yeah.
That's very, very odd. You don't have an age restriction on it?
Don't have an age restriction on it. Don't have it. Like, I thought, oh, is it because I've got pro on? I don't have pro on. You could be pro or am.
What about Rubens Berg's name? Are you seeing up there? Because he has had a very tidy jump. The Summer Cup was nice to him as well. He has gone up 9 to a whopping 9.71.
Seventh highest rated player in Australia.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
That might actually be accurate.
Yeah. It'd only be like Blake Houston pip him. Yeah.
There you go. There's nothing else that's particularly jumping out at me at the moment from some of the events coming up that I'm seeing. So not sure if we've missed a big jump or a big fall from someone, then apologies for that. But being a bit of a hectic week.
And for like all of our MA4, MA3, and obviously the junk division MA2 friends out there, be proud. If you've gone up in that ratings, post it on socials and tag us.
Yeah.
Tag us and I will share it.
Yeah, for sure.
Get around it.
Yeah, definitely want people to let us know. There was actually one I should be able to find in a sec if I get to Ruffy Rumble day one. This person messaged me at lunchtime on Tuesday. So they were obviously on it. They were on it. Let me find. It has to go into MA2 now. It was Matthew Harris. He reaches out to me and he says, "Hey, my rating is now 900. Does that mean I am no longer allowed to play in MA3? So I wasn't sure if it was at or above, so I quickly went onto the event page and right at the top it said, Matthew Harris is too good for MA3, basically, is what it said in big red writing. So I changed him to MA2 and I let him know, yep, congratulations, you've been kicked out of MA3. So that's one I know for sure. He had a nice little bump and he is now a 900 rated disc golfer.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Max Tats, we spoke about him. Probably looking at a nice, healthy update. If you haven't had a look, have a stab.
I'm thinking, well, we thought it was going to be a good one, and a good one is like a real good one, 6. Going up 6.
He's gone up 10.
Oh, that's very good.
He's very good.
It's hard to go up if you play a bit.
Yeah.
No, very nice by him.
874 plus 10. Well done, Max Stats.
Love that. All right, we should check in on the Bald Hill social day then.
Yes.
You were signed up. What happened?
I alluded to it on the pod that, yep, I definitely had chucked in a cheeky sign up and I definitely had not run it by the boss. We had Luke Combs that night. Had Luke Combs on the weekend. That was good. That was good value. But we just had family commitments. It was a non-starter. I was like, cool, I'm playing disc golf in the morning, and she was like, I'll cut your balls off. Yeah. I was like, okay, wicked. I guess I'm not playing disc golf.
She's like, oh, you reckon, do you? You reckon.
You reckon, dear. Exactly. So, anyway, quickly messaged the powers to be to say, I'm not coming. I need to tell the boss earlier. It was my mistake. My mistake.
I went the other way. I was like, oh, I'll sign up late. And then I forgot. And then I went to sign up and you couldn't. So I had to message the powers to be. Be like, can you sneak a dipshit in real quick? Which they did. Thankfully, we know some people in high places.
We do.
So it was not a bad day. A bit windy, but definitely nothing crazy. So was expecting some pretty decent scores. We had in the non-members, Cam Pope and Angus Hines with plus 4 each. keep your eye on Cam Pope. He's popped out to a few of these things now. We end up playing a bit with him after. We did a bit of a safari 9 or 12 or 15, I don't know, after the round. And he's getting good. I think he might have been an ultimate guy. I can't remember now. But I played with him a few social days back. And he was throwing a lot of drivers. And I was like, and then he threw a putter really well. And I was like, you know, you threw that putter further than you throw the drivers. Like, don't throw drivers anymore. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, we're a roughie. Just throw that putter. If you can throw that putter pretty straight and pretty far, that's all you need to worry about. And he's been mostly taking the advice. Like, he said that that's his, your number one disc now. But he's starting to throw discs a little bit further too. So he was pretty disappointed with his plus four, and he did much better in our little safari thing. So he's one to keep an eye on for sure.
Nice.
In the no metrics rating division. So we've got non-members and non-metrics. That's wild. We had a couple of really good scores there. So Zach Schofield and Rob Hall both come in with a neg one. Zach takes a triple on Hall two. So that's rough. He cleans that up and he's putting in a very respectable score. So
no other bogeys, like no bogeys on the back nine.
Interesting. Would like to know the story on that. And is that the little red line at the top? That's OB. So he's lost a disc. That's what's happened, isn't it?
Yeah. Lost the disc. Or he's throwing it over the bloody road.
Yeah, yeah. Yikes. Which, it puts you in a world of hurt. So, cool to see. There could be some good things coming from him as well. I need to sign up. He needs to get his message rating up so he can get snuck in the division. But well done there, Zach. What about Div B? What happened in that?
Div B? Well, let's go to Div C. Div C. Tight battle. And you've got Matt Finnegan coming in with a lazy six birdies with a few bogeys to hold on to a minus two. Beating out our mate Pete Barry with his three birdies and two bogeys for a minus one. So you got two players under the card in Div C, which is pretty pretty handy. Marcus Davies find himself on Ethan. And then what I see here is let's just go through these front 10 holes here. Pa 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 ace.
Boom.
Matthew Rushton find himself in the ace pot?
He did not.
Oh no, Maddie.
He did not. The ace pot lives on. But for all you people playing at home, there is a 100% strike rate of aces at Melbourne Social Days in 2025. You cannot go to one without someone acing. So if you're not in the ace pot, you better get on it because there's going to be an ace this weekend, guaranteed.
Correct. nice work there by Div C. Div B, succulent Chinese meal. He's taking the piss, isn't he? I'm pretty sure following this result, he is now booted. Congratulations, succulent Chinese meal. Taryn can no longer play in Div B.
I'm seeing a tasty plus five coming on next week just for him.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder what happens moving forward. But he's enjoyed his – look, he's made the most of his time in Div B, let's be honest. He's done well. Beating out Brett Bobridge, Max Tatt, Sean Maisie, Wayne Hood, Alex Evans, all finding themselves under the card. And Tim Stevenson's and Glenn Ralston's managing a even. But, yeah, minus six for succulent Chinese meal with nine birdies. He's done well.
It's good, Sledden. He gets birdies in that place. Taryn likes Bald Hill for sure.
Yeah.
He had me beat, so I'm looking right at the bottom of Div A. That's somehow where my eyes just get drawn directly to.
Yeah.
I am second off the bottom there with a neg three and an eagle. I got an eagle? Yeah, I did. Yep. All right. I just wasn't good. I don't know what to say. That's about it. I think my good shot counter was low, was well, and it was on one hand. Picked up a couple of the simple bogues. Like missed hole one. You know what I mean? I just threw it short and duffed a putt. The double. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was no good, but there were people that were good. There's always someone who shoots a neg 10, and his name's Aiden, and he shot a neg 10. Vil and Deiros right behind him with neg 9s. Chris Scott, Penn, and Kalen find themselves in the neg 8 Club. I was on the card with Kalen and Timmy Ware, and they're having a nice little battle. And I think Kalen might have birdied the last to get them ahead, get him ahead of Timmy Ware there. So, but now that made me feel real good, just getting absolutely punished by Kalen and Tim Ware. It was a good feeling. But yeah, fun day and 100% strike rate in aces. So sign up for Llewellyn this Sunday, I believe. I might have a sneaky sign up there of my own.
I did see that. I do not. It's so far away, Llewellyn, for me. Yeah. So no, looking forward to it coming a bit closer to home. Kalen, speaking of, is the Div A handicap winner. Brett Bobridge was the Div B, and Pete Barry took out Div C. Well done to those chaps. Ville took out the CTP. Wayne Hood took it in B, and Matt Finnegan had himself a nice day out and took the CTP in Div C.
He was the overall handicap winner as well, pretty comfortably. So we'll have to keep an eye on him. I imagine I must be pretty far down the bottom. Not even that bad. Not even the worst. There were some people who played worse than me. That's fine.
Yep, correct.
I like that. Yeah, Owen Mosey down there, Paul Baker, Mark Green, Alex Ritchie. If you were below me, you didn't do well. Let's just say that.
Correct.
We had a Stony League. I think I had mentioned last week that what happened to Stony League. And you said, no, don't worry about that. We're going to have a strong crew this Thursday. So how'd that shake out?
Yeah, and it was great layout. You know, we play safari layouts. It was fun playing a couple of par fours. So hole one's tee pad through to hole two's basket. And then hole 11 tee pad, so the alternate two, all the way up the hill to hole six's basket. Those par fours played fun and a couple other little cheeky safari holes. In the end, Penn Liu was the hot scorer of the night with a -9, which Ooh. Came in at a 9.64, hot on his tails, myself with a -8. But Pip, Penn getting the chocolates there, pipping me at the post. Tim Stevenson, -5, he'd be stoked with that round. That was comfortably above his rating. David Wood and Ash Wiedner went toe-to-toe in MA3, and Ash got the chocolates back over his brother, and he also beat out Buckets by a stroke. So not much separate those two players, only one stroke separated them at the league night. I got to play with Jace and Maddie. I think we were at Carter 3. We must have been in Carter 3. That was good fun.
Was Maddie pretty about himself after his performance last week, stitching me up and giving you a big fat 7 points?
Absolutely. He tried to play it like he's not an avid listener, and he tried to play it like he didn't really know what we were talking about, but I know he was just taking the mic. I know, obviously, he listens every week.
Yeah, obviously.
Like everyone else. But no, he was up and about, and he took great pride in Ash shitting the bed.
Nice. And Jace would have been pretty happy with his big shout-out we gave him last week for being the bold prediction that we enjoyed the most?
Yes, surely. No, so obviously we play the very next night. He was halfway through the episode, I think he said.
Yeah, okay, hadn't got there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gone. And Stony League might be washed out tomorrow, I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, I work's crap this week for me. I was at work until 7:30 tonight, and I've got school council tomorrow night, so I can't go. And anyway, the rest of them are fair weather disc golfers, and I said push it back a week because I could make it next week. So we'll see what happens.
Nice. All right, the Tour Down Under wrapped up on the weekend. We had a bunch of Aussies in action, so we'll have a look at that. It was the 47th, New Zealand National Disc Golf Championships. Were they playing six a year at one stage? Like, they haven't been having nationals for 47 years, have they?
I've just chucked into Google 47 years ago, and it hasn't told me what year it was. What year was it? Jesus Christ.
47 minus 25 is what, 22? So 2000 minus 22 is 78?
Yes.
1978. Quick math.
Well done.
There's Jesus, no way there was a New Zealand national. And then every year since?
I think so.
That's crazy. Is the US DGC 47 years old?
Who knows?
That's fucked. I didn't cotton on to that before, but that's crazy. Someone needs to look into that. But they've written it there, so it's got to be true. Beauty and the Beast, that is a hint to the two courses they've played. I've only had eyes on one of them, but one of them is beautiful and the other one is a beast. So who'd have thought? Did you catch any of the footage?
The little bits of round one.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of round two, but yeah, not much. And then because obviously it worked out to be a bit of a blowout, I wasn't inclined to tune in.
Fair enough. You mentioned the blowout. You were on this, I guess.
I know I was. I'm so annoyed.
What got you so excited about Ezra Robinson? I know you were like, oh, I had a feeling, but talk us through it.
Aaron Gossage. Basically, they had an off week, right? And everyone, essentially the word is, everyone took an off week, went and travelled, holiday, whatever. Not Aaron Gossage.
Mm.
Aaron Gossage, straight to the course, was there days before everyone else, and just put the work in. And so if you listen to a little bit of round one, Luke Humphries even kind of alludes to this during round one coverage, and he's, because Aaron's on coverage, and he's like, yep, he's kind of got his landing zone sussed for this and that and this and that. And I obviously gave him a spotlight last week for his course previews. He was releasing a course preview for these courses last week. And everyone else is just like on the other island or whatever and out and about. And yeah, I was onto it. But it brought through no fruit for me, very frustratingly.
You speak, of course, of the Throwers Guarantee, I'm sure. We'll get to that in a minute. Yes. But yeah, Gossage wins by 8 strokes over New Zealand's own Levi Stout. So that is super cool to see. He's been playing all of them. He played all of them last year. And he's been good, but he hasn't really been let's fuck with the Americans good. And boy, did he fuck with the Americans. So 2 strokes ahead of Burridge, 6 ahead of Sides. Like, it goes on and on and on to the point where he smashed Ezra Robinson by 10 strokes. I can't be bothered doing the quick math on this or go into the whole scores thing, but it looks like he averaged about 10.40 golf. Amazing.
Yeah, unreal. I don't know if he's actually taken down a Nationals yet, Levi Stout.
Probably not, because since he's gotten good, they've started getting the pros.
Exactly. Like, since he's turned 18.
Yeah.
The pros have started coming down. He's hungry for one. That man is hungry for one.
I believe it. Like, Paddy Robinson, old four-time over there or whatever he is, just had to beat you. And Levi Stout's going to get through Gossage and Robinson. He's got big names. So. But he, and from what I'd seen of the videos that Goose and all that had, he's chumming it up with them pretty good. So you get some. That's an easy way to, well, not an easy way, but that's how you end up having like a month on tour or something like that. Like, if he could get some time off, like, he's still going to school, this kid. So if he can get some school break and is fortunate enough to pop over, that's when you call your good mate Aaron Gossage, who's on some cash, and your good mate Ezra Robinson, who's on some cash, and saying, hey, can I crash at your Airbnb? Like, stuff like that. So don't be surprised to see his name at a nice little, you know, 3-town trip or something like that.
Absolutely. You talk about little rating boosts. Levi Stout took a +5, which is nothing to turn your nose up at, particularly when you are obviously already a 10-19 disc golfer. And he has just hit his highest ever rating.
Pretty crazy. And by far higher than anyone in Australia. So he's smoking it. The kid is genuinely good. I hope he can pop over to a couple Australian events this year. He didn't get down to Nationals or anything last year, did he? So,
He absolutely did.
He did? Absolutely, oh, he just wasn't that good?
Got six or something, yeah.
Okay, all right. I must, must not have been paying too much attention. But, yeah, onwards and upwards for him. And it was a pretty hectic weekend for the Aussies. Everyone came out kind of tempered, and then Jade Brady went whack. 10-26 rated second round, and he was way out in front of the Aussies. And then round three happened, and then round four happened. Collapse. I think he shot a – he was even after three rounds, and then he shot a plus 13 on the final day, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. Plus 13 on the final day, 9:33 golf. You know, ends up getting pipped by Dan Frost by 8 strokes, but he gave up 12 strokes in just that one round.
Brutal. So, yeah. Huge news for me. The other huge news is Aussie D. He wasn't a DNF. He was a DNS. I've heard he wasn't even in the country.
Yeah,
so
I believe it.
I don't know what happened there. That did stitch you up in multiple ways because I feel like as long as he came and played, the combination of him and Goose probably takes down Ezra and Jade. Yeah. No, it was the other way around. You had Gossage and Aussie D, didn't you?
No, I had Gossage I had Gossage and Jade. But, yeah, Aussie D didn't play, so yeah.
Yeah, unlucky.
yeah, particularly unlucky.
Well, I could give it to you, but then I think my trollers guarantee might come in, so you probably don't want it.
No, correct.
but it was double good news for me because all Dan had to do was beat Jade, essentially, although Ryan Michelle was putting up one hell of a fight for a little while. But Dan does it, and whack, 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 Alan gets 6 points in the throwers guarantee, moves up to 11. You stay still at 14. Let's go. We've got a match again.
Correct. Speaking of trollers, Nathan Parrish was out of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
Finished plus 5 down the stretch to I heard him, but he was even through 10 holes, and even was doing work. Even was comfortably top 20. So that Trollers was looking good for 10 holes of the tournament.
For 10 holes.
So that was fun. His round two wasn't a stinker either. His round two was solid. He did fade. He did fade in the end, and I did not finish top 20 in his 34th position.
Nah, in the end of the day, he was 18 strokes off top 20. So,
yeah.
Didn't quite get as close. Reese Wineski, not a bad event for him. Well, quite a good event for him. I think one bad round, and the other three were above, and a couple of them well above reading. So, good to see Reese Wiz. He's actually running another tournament. He just announced one today that something's happened in May, I think, at another course in New South Wales. So Wiz Discs is heating up.
Yep.
I think that was it for the Aussies in and Atticus. Atticus was right there with Nath Parrish in 34th place. Who else did we have that was over there? We in the women's, I don't think we had anyone, right? And they all got smacked by Ella Hansen. So big job done by her. 7 strokes clear and very, very comfortable over Sophia Donicky.
Yeah, just having a quick flick through. We had some in the AM Aussie division. So we had Andrew Wiz. He got T7th, so a top 10, playing 40 rating points above his rating. John Schlobom, also 40 rating points above his rating for a T14. Some other names that I'm less familiar with, Brad Curran and Sean Anthony. And Mr. Boat Ace McQuaid himself was over there, but played below rating. I'm sure that's not what he's looking for. So that was all in MA40. I think we had some, obviously we had...
Liam Brundelli Brondex takes a 6th place in MA1, playing a little bit above his rating, which is nice. I think he's normally an NPO player, so he's been a little bit cheeky, but at 9:39, that is fine. by me in the fat, fat field that they had an MPO. And we had a less than stellar performance from our man, Ed Heslein. Scrolling, I can't even see it. He's somewhere in there, and it wasn't good. 26th place. He struggled. Tons and tons of OB, he said, and he just found most of it. And, I'm getting confused. I was like, Ben Quinn, I know, is not an Australian, but I'm like, didn't he have a connection? But that was Joe Quinn, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, never mind. Anything else?
Tanya Behan, you said we had no female representatives. Obviously, the caddy extraordinaire has a Australian championships under her, has a couple of Australian championships under her belt as a caddy, and got a bit of bag duty over there as well, I believe. Was hanging out with the big dogs, Ella Hansen and stuff, I believe. And so, yeah, she played, and that means we'll also find Eamesy,
somewhere.
She's in FA50, which is crazy. Eamesy finds himself in MA50. There he is, fifth.
Boy, big Eamesy. Bang.
Final round. How's this? Final round. Neg 4, final round.
Ooh.
A 9-2-3 rated round to climb up into fifth. Well done, Eamesy. We also had Brett Cloak and Michael Smith. Which Michael Smith that is, we'll never know. They also played.
The big name that I wanted to watch and I completely forgot about till just now was Joe Paul. So yes. Joe Paul, the kid, is in MA2. He ended up in 15th place, and it was, not a good tournament for him. So, zero rounds above rating, two of them real bad. Real Ouch. Bad. So, taking a bit of a dip backwards there, I'd have to imagine that's just due to the fact that he's 13 and the courses look pretty fucked up. So, I'm not going to hold that against him.
No.
Nothing else stands out too much for me, I don't think. We need to do, unless you got something.
No. Tell me, I'm looking at our run sheet and you're powering through. We're doing really well. We obviously got a big run sheet today. You had something up higher that you jumped over. Oh. Did you deliberately jump over that?
Nah. Oh, the bunker rule. Is that what you're talking about? Yes. Yeah. Oh, no, I just missed it. Sorry. Did you see that news? I heard it's coming back.
No. That's why I'm keen to have this chat.
No, I saw it. I don't write down my sources, but just on one of the things that pops up on Facebook, because I like disc golf things, said that who's our man over there? Yussi Maresmo has confirmed that they will be bringing back the bunker rule for hole 17 at the Beast for Worlds.
All right, here we go.
Big. I'm surprised that didn't come across your desk. You're normally down with a lot more of the comings and goings with the social media side in disc golf than I am, but I swear I saw it, and I hope now that it's not a rumor.
No, I love it. Bring it on.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We're talking them into it anyway. It's peer pressure now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool to see. I've got down here tee off counter. I think we put that in because we wanted to just keep track of the tee off episodes this year. And if I just quickly get Spotify up, zero. Still looks like zero episodes.
Okay. So
that's a shame.
Tune in next week.
See where we're at. In a couple of days, we got a major. Did you know that?
We certainly do. Of course I knew that. What do you mean? It's big. Everyone's going.
Everyone's going.
Yeah.
If people listen at home and some of you in it are aware that Chris and I do a grip six style tipping comp for all the majors and then each state's second biggest tournament. And I got a message from Matt Green down in Tassie today. He's in the comp and he goes, You're not doing tipping for the Tassie Open? I was like, nah, man. No one's playing.
Matt Green's finally signed up.
He's finally signed up.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, exactly. So I put a poll in our chat because I was like, I don't want to do this, but I don't want anyone else to have a bitch. So I noted that I typically put in 30 to 40 players that are 920 rated and above to select from. And this comp has 30 total players and 12 above 900 rated. I was like, do you still want to do the tipping? And last I checked, it was a pretty overwhelming no, which is exciting because I do not have time to put it together.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So we will skip it, but there will be people there. I don't want to downplay it. I want people to go next year. So we wanted to come back. MPO is not even that bad. There's nine people.
Nah, MPO is all right.
Yeah, in MPO. MA1's doing all right as well. Leading the charge in MPO, though, is Luke Bain.
Loves it.
Is this his first tourney of the year?
Australia? Probably. He loves Tassie.
Loves it. And he does love the Tassie Open course, the one out in, what's it called?
Yeah,
Kangaroo Wallaby Flats Hill. Or Wallaby Hill.
Okay. He's got a hill, flat, same thing. He's got no 2025 results, so this is his first event of the year.
Mm. Well, he'll be battling out with Jade Brady, Timmy Bohan, and probably that's it. I can't imagine anyone else really striking a match. There you've got Atticus, Dan Small, Elias Lund, though, actually. Keep an eye on him. The pros are talking about him. They like him. Liam Brundelli Brondex, fresh off his form in New Zealand. Reese Wiz and the local man, Brady Williams. So, but I believe it will end up being a bit of a three-horse race. What do you think?
Yeah, correct. Obviously, Wiz, you know, a couple of them could fire up for a round, but whether or not they can fire up for an entire major remains to be seen.
But yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. I don't think anyone besides Tim Bohan is going from Victoria.
Kerry Edwards.
Oh, he's there? Okay.
Kerry Edwards,
I did miss that name. So, big. That's disappointing. Oh, and Mark Fahy in MA4. It says he's from Victoria. That's all I know.
Okay, true that. So it does.
There you go. We used to dominate that tournament, so... Look at that. You and I stop going and all of a sudden it just dies. So sorry about that, guys. We'll have to get it back going again.
We will. We will. Yeah. It is really. It's to be honest, it was our second course outside of Ruffy.
Yeah.
Our next closest course was Palomina.
Exactly.
So we had to go.
I haven't teed this one up properly, so the technology might stuff me around a little bit here, but we'll get it going. I tried to tee it up before, but it just started playing, and I was like...
I saw that. Definitely. And we all heard that.
I'm like, let's just get out of this. But something the algorithms or the microphones, everything's listening, and I was talking about how they ruined the alphabet last week, and I've seen a new version of the alphabet now that's also very old, but I liked it. Maybe we're just going to play a new version of the alphabet every week until they run out. I don't know.
Okay, good, I don't know. Good segment. I love this segment.
It could be. If you've got a good version of the alphabet, send it my way. But this is a new alphabet sung to the theme or the tune of Eminem's Not Afraid. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I've actually that's gone across my desk before. I'm big into the alphabet world.
Big into the alphabet world.
she does it well. She does it well. She's obviously passionate. Isn't she also like? Isn't there an accompanying video? Does she have like?
Oh, yeah.
Does she even have this animated? I think maybe.
Oh, I don't know. The one I saw was just her. Oh yeah, I guess so. It was her in front of a screen and she was doing some stuff. But yeah. That was cool. I rate that. A lot better. So yeah, if you've got a good one, send it our way to alphabetwatch@throwlers.com.au.
Please do. If you want to record your own, if you've got
even
one,
better.
Send it in. We'll play it. As you can see, we've got a segment now. So send us your best ABC.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. We've got a few musically gifted people that listen.
Oh,
so I could definitely get around that.
Yeah.
All right, we need to finish this off with some Throwler's Guarantee and Spotlight Not Light. Where are we looking for Throwler's Guarantee?
Well, unless you've got another idea, I've definitely been glancing over Llewellyn.
Llewellyn? I might... Yep. Stuff it, because they're all foreigners. I was going to have a look at the Tassie Open, but I'll mess around in Llewellyn. I'm going to keep me out of it, because just in case I don't end up showing up. But I plan on doing it. I want to pick up the baskets for the Ruffy Rumble this weekend, and I think Pakenham is near Llewellyn, and I got to go to Pakenham. So I was like, let's just do a thing. It's that way, at least, maybe. So I'll try to show up, and it's my court. Oh, Jacob's playing. Oh, Jesus. What a chump. I'm going to avoid me, though, because, like I said, I've set myself up for failure, but I do like Chris Scott. I do like Chris Scott at Llewellyn, and I like Penn Everywhere. So I think that's an interesting battle. So I don't know where I'm going with this yet.
They're potentially on the same card too.
They definitely are, and on my card. Div B stitched me up last week, so I'm staying away from that. Div C scares me even more, so I'm going to get some mojo back in Div A, and then we can start reaching out again. But I just want to know the head-to-head of Penn and Chris Scott. What does that get me? I don't know where I'm going yet. I'm going to let the numbers decide, I think.
So 931, Chris Scott. Penn Lu, 935. Higher metrics rating than Chris Scott.
965, Penn Lu.
Higher metrics rating than Chris Scott, that actually surprises me. I know Penn's up and about, but Chris Scott's been consistent for time.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna go. Oh, you want me to put Penn as the favorite?
I don't want anything. I don't even know what I want. I'm going into the Bottle-O, and whichever one's on special, I'm like, I want rum today.
All right, I will give you head-to-head. I will give you, reluctantly, 6 for Chris Scott.
God, that's super tempting.
Yeah, it should be.
Mm.
I want to go 5-5, but I will give you 4 for Penn and 6 for Chris Scott.
Mm. All right, I'll take it. I want Chris. I'm hoping 10:30 means Penn's coming off a night shift or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember how that operates, but I like Penn. I like Chris Scott at Llewellyn, so let's go with that. Boom.
All right.
6 for me.
Well done. I'm also looking to garner 6 points from you, but this is how I would like to garner it. Can I have Jacob Cruden, Janky man himself.
I hate you. Every time you put Jacob in it, I lose.
He's easily the lowest rated player in Div A, which is pretty funny to look at.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm wondering if you're willing to give me. Can I have, and maybe we need to screenshot the current enrollments or however you want to do it.
Yeah.
But I would love a point for every scalp he takes.
I don't mind those.
He might only take one scalp, which he might take none. He's the shittest player. Yeah, he might lose to everyone. Yeah. But he might take one, and therefore I'll only get one. But
yeah,
he might take 6.
I'm fine with that.
Yes,
yeah, I'm fine with that. I don't mind one there. He's not beaten Aiden or Penn or Kalen's been pretty shit, so you never know. That's fine. I'm happy with that. I feel like there's a pretty good low limit that you can achieve there.
it's not actually great for me. I don't see myself getting many points there, but that's okay.
Yeah, he's your good luck charm, though. I swear to God. Watch him shoot 9 down and just smoke everyone. Like that, he pisses me off, that boy.
All right, I've screenshot it, so we've got record of that.
Yeah, cool. And if I don't show up, that doesn't count. It's just whoever beats out of these people.
Yeah.
I like it. Cool. What about any trollers guarantees?
Let me bring it back up.
I got a pretty good one. My trollers guarantee will be that the Disconnection Presents the RPM Tassie Open 2025 will be voted the number one tournament of the year.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll overthink everyone.
Yeah. All right. I could go 8. I could like Aiden Howard to like not podium, like to not get 1, 2, or 3 at Llewellyn.
Yeah.
That's not fun though.
No.
Let's go Atticus to podium.
Atticus to podium. Oh, we're going over there. Atticus to podium. Yeah, that's fine. He's not beating Bainey or Jade or, yeah, and then even then, he's not going to beat Dan Small or so. Yeah, that's fine. I'll give you that. Yeah. As long as only caveat is if Tim or Jade or Luke DNF, I ain't giving it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just realized he's actually the fourth highest rated player. Let's go top two. Atticus to top two.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. I'm going to give Zach Schofield, shit, I probably said that wrong, a spotlight in a minute. So I want to know, I want him to double up, basically, get another spotlight next week. He is no metrics rating, but he'll be in Div B.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who played very well last week. How many strokes does he have to beat Div B by for me to get 10?
Oh, like the rest of the field. Is he that good?
No, I don't know. I've never met him. I've got a nice spotlight for him, and I just saw that he played well the other week. If that's too weird, I'll pick something else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to pluck a number from the sky.
Nah, that's
I don't
true.
Know the guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's true, because it's not quite as funny that way. It's me just actually trying to get punched.
Yeah.
All right, well, my troll's guarantee is that Ash Brookers will win Div B because he's so good and he helps me out all the time.
Yeah, perfect. He's never let you down.
never let me down.
Jet of a bloke. He will live. We will win Div B.
He'll win Div B. Good job, Ash.
Yeah.
Prick. All right, that leads us into Spotlight Not Light. I've already said his name, so I'll run with it. I guess I'll try it again. I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm sorry. We'll just go with Zach from on after this. But Zach Schofield, he gets the spotlight for two reasons. Number one, he responded to me in the call for members of the Trash Disc Golf Committee.
Go on, Zach.
Yeah, exactly. So I haven't put that together yet, but I will.
Is it just you and Zach?
And we got Kaelin and we've got Sam Stoyer. So we've got four at the moment. If we can get up to a solid 10, we'll run tournaments for the rest of our lives. This will be great.
There we go.
So we're on our way. Remember, people hit me up if you want to be a part of that. But the main reason he gets the spotlight, I don't know if you saw on the club chat or one of the Disc Golf in Melbourne chats, but somebody took it upon themselves to get some chalk and write on the tee pads, hole 7, CTB, Div A. Boom. This one, bang, for Div B. And that was Zach, and that was a cool touch, and no one's ever done that. No one's ever thought of that.
That was huge.
I thought that was really cool. So he gets my spotlight.
Yeah, that's a great spotlight. Well done by you. My spotlight this week, with it coming to a climax, has to go to Sam Stoyer for being peer pressured into getting Stony League off the ground again for a little bit of the summer. He wasn't keen. The numbers would suggest that neither were very many players, sadly. But it still existed, and I still get a little rating boost out of it. Thanks for your work, Sammy. Sorry I couldn't make it to more of them.
Nah, sounds good. Good spotlight. And my not light, there was nothing really that stood out to me this week, so I'm going to have to give it to me, because at the start of this episode, apparently my iPad wasn't quite plugged in properly to the our recording device. That has not affected the recording in any way. Do not worry, Chris. We are not redoing this pod. Everything will work out fine. But the audio that I use on the iPad goes into the device and then into our ears and we can hear it. So I did not quite realize this when the intro was going off at the start that it wasn't. It was just playing out of my iPad. I was wondering why it was quiet. But it wasn't feeding into the system. So I should have known this from second one, but I did not. And then so when I went to play the M&M anthem, like that was just coming out of my iPad and then into the mic. So it's probably going to sound shit, but so I'll give myself a not light. I thought I had this shit under control. I thought, look at me, here we go. I am what it is to be technology. And then, yeah, no, couldn't plug a cord in, right?
Wow. Wow. well done. Yeah, I mean, I did think that the intro came through a little jankily. I was like, I swear that sounded crisper last week. But what would I know?
I'll fix it up in post.
Good luck with that. I have no doubt you will get it in post. My not light. I don't have one. I don't have one.
It was a good week.
I'm trying to search for one. Can't find one, so I don't have one.
Nah, it was a good week. That's fine. I've got no problem with that. I didn't really have one either, so...
Yeah.
Good work, everybody. Wait, double not light. Double no not lights, really. Well, I had stuck one on myself just then, but yeah, pretty good.
Nailed it.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll catch you all next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace out.